Splash in the Springs Water Park for your perfect summer staycation. It's water park fun for the whole family. Springs Water Park at the Ingleside Hotel. Visit theinglesidehotel.com to learn more.
Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? As we drove on through the rain, as he listened, I explained, and he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through. With the rain in my shoes,
rain in my shoes,
searching for.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. CBS News has learned the Navy will remove the names of prominent Americans from some ships, including civil rights leaders. And as Charlie Daggett reports, a change for the USNS Harvey Milk.
It's a support ship, so not a battleship, but named after the gay rights advocate and Navy veteran who was assassinated in 1978. In addition, documents obtained by CBS show other vessels for renaming under a recommended list, and they include Thurgood Marshall, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and Harriet Tubman.
Correspondent Kelly O'Grady tells us new 50% tariffs on imported steel and aluminum are now in effect.
We have seen these tariffs used as a negotiating tactic to bring countries to the table on that more broad, sweeping basis, those other tariffs that are in place. I think most of the folks that I've talked to expect the steel tariff, or at least some element of it, to be in place, but it's very likely you could see different amounts once certain deals are made.
Elon Musk made it clear he doesn't like the Republican budget bill. More from correspondent Erica Brown, including comments of House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries.
In a social media post, Musk called the legislation pork-filled and a disgusting abomination and told members of Congress who voted for the measure, you know you did wrong. Musk's comments created a stir on Capitol Hill Tuesday, with a number of Democrats delighted by the post.
Breaking news, Elon Musk and I agree with each other.
Republican senators pushed back on Musk.
Police in Wenatchee, east of Seattle, are asking for the public's help in finding 32-year-old Travis Decker. His three young daughters were found dead, and he's wanted on three counts of murder and kidnapping. The wife and five children of the man accused of attacking demonstrators in Boulder have been taken into federal custody and could be deported. DHS Secretary Kristi Noem.
Now, Mohammed's despicable actions will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. But we're also investigating to what extent his family knew about this horrific attack, if they had any knowledge of it, or if they provided support to it.
DHS officials told CBS News the Trump administration will suspend new immigrant work permits until all asylum claims are cleared within an average 180 days.
Even if that goal is reached, which is very unlikely given the current constraints and backlogs, officials would increase the waiting period for asylum seekers to be eligible for a work permit from 6 months to 1 year.
Camilo Monteo Galvez. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
An electric plane has landed at JFK Airport in New York with passengers on board.
Airlines are looking to develop services using electric battery-powered aircraft that can take off and land vertically to ferry travelers for short city trips. And Beta Technologies has become the first U.S. company to land an all-electric aircraft carrying passengers at JFK Airport. Founder Kyle Clark.
The most transformative thing is that you drastically reduce the cost of flying. Charging this thing up and flying out here costs us about $8 in fuel, right? Of course, you have to pay for the pilot, you got to pay for the airplane, but fundamentally, it's way less expensive, it's quieter, so the communities are happier.
He says the air taxi flew 70 nautical miles in 35 minutes. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
The Federal Reserve says Wells Fargo is no longer subject to the restraints the Fed placed on the bank back in 2018 for having a, quote, toxic sales and banking culture. Wells Fargo spent a decade trying to convince policymakers it changed its ways.
Meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers, a few thunderstorms in the overnight, breezy south winds, and morning lows in the mid-50s. Some of the rain a bit heavy. On Wednesday, showers, especially before lunchtime, but with the clouds and a northerly breeze, highs near 60. Right now, it's 67.
I tried, but I tried, I can't get no.
satisfaction. No satisfaction.
To Pershing Park, local news and timeless hits.
Too proud, you won't give in, but when nation. Put us on this reservation. Took away our ways of life. The tomahawk and the bowie knife. Took away our native tongue. And taught their English to our young. And all the beads we made by hand are nowadays made in Japan. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live. Locked us on this reservation. Though I wear a shirt and tie, I'm still part red man deep inside. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live, so proud to die. But maybe someday when they've learned, Cherokee Nation will return.
Wait a minute, Mr. when you grow up, girl, you're still living in a paper doll world. Living ain't easy, loving's twice as tough, so come back, baby, when you grow up. You're looking real good like a woman now. Your mind hasn't gotten the message somehow. So if you can't take it and the going gets rough, come back, baby, when you grow up. I want you, girl, but your wide-eyed innocence has really messed up my mind, yeah. I'd rather you get your very first heartbreak somewhere else along the line. Come back when you grow up, girl. You're still living in a paper doll world. Someday be a woman ready to love. Come back, baby, when you grow up. World. Living ain't easy, loving's twice as tough. So come back, baby, when you grow up. Come back when you grow up, girl. You've still got a lot of time left in the world. You'll someday be a woman ready to love. Come back, baby.
Updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report started at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
I'm not afraid to
at WRJN, we're looking forward to joining you at events all summer in downtown Racine. From Hot Harbor Nights to Music on the Monument, First Fridays, and more, we'd love to meet you face-to-face. When we meet up, spin the WRJN prize wheel for fun summer stuff and sign up for our weekly newsletter. Summer goes by fast, so we're planning on taking advantage of all the events downtown. Hope to see you there this week.
that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
Always.
WRJN.
Don't let slip away.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Counting the stars.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Police in central Washington state continue searching for 32-year-old Travis Decker, a man wanted on suspicion of killing his three young daughters, ages 5, 8, and 9. Chelan County Sheriff Mike Morrison.
We suffer as a community.